You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a survey that's out asking how many people now, the 4th of July is over, how many people hate fireworks?
Everyone.
20% of Americans either strongly dislike or hate. 8% of them hate fireworks, and they say it's funny that if you do the survey a couple of days before 4th of July, it's one number, and then if you wait till a couple of days after, the number goes way up. It's because people have just been...
It's all the hillbillies, Dom, because it's all the like hillbillies. 4 days before the 4th and 4 days after is right. Kind of what I've noticed.
I live in an area out in the boonies where obviously there are rednecks out in the boonies, and they love setting off those fireworks every night.
Yeah,
and I was having a little bit of a discussion with Gretchen about this. I said, the thing that gets me is that the same group will go for hours. And I try to figure out how that can still be still fun.
Well, it all comes down to Bud Light, Dom. How many Bud Lights That's you got true. In you? I mean, you could go for hours lighting those bad boys
It would
up.
Go for a couple of hours, right? The same group in the same area. Yeah. And so it's like, boom, and you hear, boom,
I just don't get the concept of it. I don't get throwing all that money away and, you know, just lighting them off and go. But, yeah, whatever. It's for America, right? America.
But one of my, that's why
it's
they're
for America.
One of my favorite stories, though, is Dateline, Florida, where a man... apparently was fed up, so at 3 o'clock in the morning he went outside his neighbor's homes and was just making fireworks sounds. He was yelling firecracker boom, bottle rocket boom, sleep work in the morning boom. He was trying to get back at his neighbors, and the police responded, and one of the police officers said, pretending to be a firework is also going to run afoul of our noise ordinance. So he was
arrested.
So mad. He was just yelling, bottle rocket, boom.
Again, maybe a few cans of Bud Light were involved with that one as well.
Oh, my God. So that was going on. What else happened while we were gone? I saw that while we were away on vacation, they let Bill Cosby out of prison.
Oh, yeah. Skickety-bibbity.
That set off a firestorm of tweets and social media messages from
TMZ.
People.
They were talking to him, and there might be a documentary thing in the works, and everyone's kind of clamoring to get him on their shows and
really
rewarding
He's
that behavior.
Talking about, I saw that Cosby's throwing around the fact that he might try to sue, you know, the law enforcement people. I'm like, dude,
just go home.
Go home
just
and
go
just
home and
don't ever
die.
Talk to us again.
So, curl up in a ball. Man.
So that happened. What else? Oh, this is kind of interesting. They're, Amazon's going to be making Lord of the Rings TV series. And now apparently, Jeremy, there's an online petition to try to get Amazon to keep it family friendly. Because they talked about how Tolkien's work was actually very wholesome and packed with incredible, as they called it, Christian symbolism. He was a devout Catholic, blah, blah, blah. But Amazon is apparently getting the word out that actors who want to audition for the Lord of the Rings series should be comfortable with full or partial nudity.
Oh, all right.
And Jeremy, the show they've hired somebody who, it's funny, it's on my resume, this title. They've hired an intimacy coordinator.
Oh, very nice.
Who will consult on racy scenes.
Oh my.
What a job.
Too racy.
What
Too
a
racy.
Job. Hey, we need an intimacy coordinator who's
going
to step in.
We're going to need some feedback on this. Nah, you got plenty of intimacy to go. Keep going.
I guess they coach people on how to do racy scenes.
Huh, what a gig.
But now this one group is trying to get enough signatures to get Amazon to make it family friendly.
Family
Good
friendly.
Luck, people.
Yeah.
Did they see how Game of Thrones did?
Right. You need some nudity.
And then the last thing I have, I want to throw out to you, Jeremy, and see how you feel about it. And anytime somebody tells us thank you, like somebody wins the big money on the Secret Sound of Summer, and they say, Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Or if you, you know, if you go somewhere and somebody at the, you tell the drive-through people, thank you. The question they asked thousands of Americans was, are you sincere when you say thank you?
Right, and or is it just lubricant, right?
Right, very good. Well, it turns
out. Ask the intimacy expert if it's lubricant or not.
26% of thank yous are fake.
Sure, you just say it because it's you feel like it's courteous.
People are insincere. So when I first heard this, I thought, oh, man, people are so rude. They're actually saying thank you and they don't mean it. And then I thought, how many times do I say thank you and it's just lip service and it's not
sincere? You think of every Christmas gift or birthday gift that you get and you don't like, but you still say thank you, even though in the back of your head you hate whatever you're getting. There is a printer down the hall. I will print things and, you know, a couple times a week, somebody will bring those printed items to me. And in the back of my head, I don't know if it's a jerk move, but I'm like, you don't need to do that. You're just doing that to get the thank you from me. And I say, thank you. I do. I think it's a power thing.
For somebody to do something nice to you is a power thing?
Yeah, a couple people.
It's like, oh, it's on a person-by-person basis?
It is. Yeah.
Like, if I brought it to you.
It'd be fine. Well, yeah, fine. Thanks. Thanks for snagging that. But there's a couple other people that it's like, you're just doing that to show off. So in the future, you can say you did something for me. Remember all those times I brought things off the printer? I know, it's twisted, right? But you know what's going on in other workplaces. Just leave my stuff on the printer. I'll go get it.
They surveyed a bunch of people about this, and people believe they think that genuine appreciation is dying out.
Oh, that's too bad.
33%, though, said they'd still prefer to hear the words, even if the person is just saying thank you for the sake of it.
Thank you. I'm pretty darn sincere, I believe, in all my thank yous, except the printer situation.
You drip sincere.
I am. I am sincere with my thank yous.
Do you remember the time the consultant told me to stop thanking our listeners?
Yeah, stop it.
Do you remember that? I would say, hey, thanks for listening to the Dom and Jeremy Show, because I am. Jeremy and I listen. The reason we're here.
Yeah.
We couldn't be more sincere, because if it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't have a job. Yeah. We are sincere.
Those are genuine thank yous.
Grateful.
Yes.
And they had a consultant like, Dom, but you need to stop telling the listeners thank you. I never did understand his reasoning for that.
That's some of my twisted logic right there. It's weird.
Right. If you got comments, though, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649, if you want to talk about any of the stuff we've thrown out there, the fireworks,
the insincere
thank yous.
Bill Cosby. Nah, don't call about Bill.
Don't call about him. I shouldn't have even brought it up. I just saw that it was a story, because I was unplugged for a few days.
Yeah.
Where I had no, I wasn't even on social media. I had no news
coming in. Cosby's out.
Yeah, and I saw like
how'd
a couple
that
days
happen?
Later. I was like, what are they doing?
What happened? Was there a mistake?
Well, they said it was a quote technicality. Debbie's on the line. Debbie, you heard that story about insincere thank yous. What do you think about that?
Well, I have to tell you, I am 55 years old, and I spent most of my life in the Pacific Northwest. Then I moved to North Carolina for 2 years. I've always said thanks. Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. I don't know if it was sincere or not, but when I was sitting at the pool, there was this mama, and she was talking to her probably 5 or 6 year old child, and she said, thanks is generic. It doesn't really mean a lot. But if you say thank you, that's more personal, and it makes that person feel better. So over the last 7 years, I don't say thanks. I say thank you.
Thank you.
Interesting.
You probably
got to
make some serious, solid eye contact with that, too.
You do. It makes a difference.
And maybe even do that thing where you point to your eyes and then you point back at their eyes.
Now, that might be creepy, but it would work.
Yeah, that's overkill, I think. Thank you.
Thank you guys for doing what you do. I appreciate you for real.
Aw, Debbie.
Debbie. Aw.
Look me
I've
in the
also
eye.
Heard, I think there's a trend in the last few years, too, where people add so much, a lot, to the
thank
ending
so
of their thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I think that is supposed to add a level of sincerity. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's something special, that's okay. But just thank you. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it.
Debbie, yeah. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jessica,
that's an interesting observation.
It's spot on, really. Jessica wrote in on our Facebook. She says, when we visit France, I think she just wanted to write in to say that they visit France.
Like
hold on, let me put
break
in a... When we visit France, we are often told that Americans say thank you too much and excuse me too much and sorry too much. So we say thank you, excuse me, and sorry way too much in France, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Jason said the thank you is like the courtesy wave. When's the last time you got one of those for letting somebody in?
Rarely.
It's
one out of three now. It used to be 9 out of 10, and now it's maybe 1 out of 3.
And why does that make me so mad when I don't get the courtesy
wave?
Question.
I think Gretchen's tired of me like commenting on it. Like,
I will say you're welcome.
In.
Don't you say you're welcome?
Well, I'm like talking about like just driving. Like you'll let a car in, you know, that's waiting at an intersection. You'll slow down and let you wave them in, and they don't give you the thank you wave.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, it's like,
oh. You're welcome. Like they
yes.
can hear me say it.
Right.
You're welcome.
I do the same thing. I yell out at people.
Just
come
a
on.
Wave. It's a nice gesture.
Angie wrote in. She said, boys, my favorite story during the holiday weekend was the naked mower. So I had to look that one up. And sure enough, can I share the story with you?
Well, I got to know.
The guy out in the San Luis Obispo area of California apparently would, for the last 2 years, mow his lawn naked because he lived in, he says, the way he explained it is that it's a fairly rural area, and he thought that his house and his lawn were set back far enough from the road so that his mowing wouldn't be noticed. So for 2 years, he's gone out completely naked to mow his lawn, and finally somebody called the sheriff, and the sheriff had to go out. They
what?
Said they said
that
they had
sheriff.
To chat with the man.
He's like, I gotta go do what?
Sheriff's deputy said the man claimed he was not mowing his lawn with the intent of exposing himself to vehicles passing by. Deputies,
it's his property.
Deputies counseled the man.
Put some pants on, sir.
And he agreed he would no longer mow his lawn naked.
Oh, no. You got to be careful.
And then one last one. Lauren said, did you see the story about the lady who wore the same shirt for more than 200 days on her Zoom meetings? I did see that story. Did you see that?
I didn't see that one.
Okay, so she wore this. She had this like Hawaiian type of top. It's like a Hawaiian shirt, like pineapples and stuff like that. And she wore it on a Zoom meeting, you know, because last year everyone was doing all their, you know, remote work, right? And she thought to herself, how funny it would be if I wore this the next day. I wonder if anybody would notice. And nobody said anything the next day. So she wore it a third day, and then she wore it a fourth and a fifth. She wore it 264 meetings in a row. She said no one ever said a word. And you know what popped into my head when I read this story?
What?
Is that I think it proves that when there's a Zoom meeting on and you've got like the 10 or 12 panels open in front of you, people are only looking at themselves.
Right. They're really not paying attention to anyone else.
They're looking down to see how they look on the Zoom meeting, and they have, because this was a pretty wild shirt. You'd have to pull it up. If you want, just do a Google search of woman 264 Zoom meetings in a row with the same shirt or whatever.
It's like you couldn't miss it, right?
You can't miss the shirt. Jer. And nobody noticed that she was wearing it. And
funny.
First thing that went through my head is that's because people are only watching themselves.
Self-obsessed. We talked a couple weeks ago about how the rise of facial plastic surgeries and stuff were way up because everyone was looking at themselves on Zoom, critiquing themselves. They're like, man, I need to change a lot about myself. So that's spot on, man. Nobody cared about her shirt. That's funny, though.
She says that when they went back to in office, so she went back to the office, her first day back, she wore the shirt back to the office. And she said, same thing, nobody said a word. So nobody ever noticed. And that should take a lot of a burden off of people who are concerned with how others are seeing them on these Zoom meetings. This lady wore the same shirt every day. Nobody noticed.
Nobody cared.
No one's going to care how you look.